Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I am your host, Jada Williams, your chair for NABWIC Talks, and it gives me great pleasure to be here in the studio with you. I have to also ask you to follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, or go over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Yes, check out our calendar with all our different committees, activities going around in NABWIC world, and most of all, make sure you click the Join Now button. Yes, we want to see you as one of our newest members in your red shirt rolling around with NABWIC. We cannot wait for you to join. Also, in the studio today, we have no other than the master builder herself, Miss Ann McNeil, and Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and Jackie Perry of JP and Associates. Good morning, Ann. How are you, beautiful? Now, we are in the studio. This is live. Let me get you off the mic, Miss Ursula. Ann?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jada. Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell you every single week, Jada, if I were any better, you know I would be you. And today is no different. We're very excited to let our guests know that we are still the voice of black women in construction. And this platform is one of the ways we express our voice to the world by sharing our best practices and sharing our members, new and old. But our vision continues to be to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and in our respective communities all over the world as we just continue, Jada, to advocate, to create, to train, and to empower entrepreneurs, young girls, and elementary, junior high, high school, college, young women in the trades, you know, those of us who work on heavy equipment and those who are in professions of all kinds. It is such an honor, Jada, every single week to come on this podcast of membership, the benefits of sponsorship, the benefits of just being sisters in the spirit. We also partner with organizations like NABWIC, Women President's Organization, better known as WPO, women who are part of WeBank, and so many, many, many other women organizations. But today, Jada, we're here to talk to and talk about a very special member who jumped in like none other and used her voice to help lift our voice. So I'm very excited to hear your story, Michelle, as we continue, Jada, to get this party started.
Well, yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Ms. Ann, the master builder herself. Listen, this is such an exciting time in NABWIC world. And like Ms. Ann said, we are to have one of our newest members on NABWIC Talks today as NABWIC Talks with Michelle McQueen, voiceover artist and real estate professional. After this commercial break, we'll come right back and introduce you to Ms. Michelle McQueen.
Detroit Voltage. We keep the lights on. We power Detroit. Master electrician, electrical contractor, minority owned, black owned, woman owned. Your safety and satisfaction is our main priority. Residential, commercial, federal. Safety, time, and expertise. Bonded and insured. Contact us. Detroit Voltage. 1-800-258-1352. Info at DetroitVoltage.com. www.DetroitVoltage.com.
Yes, indeed, and we're back on NABWIC Talks with Michelle McQueen, voiceover artist and real estate professional. Ms. McQueen is a Detroit native and is a voiceover artist. Michelle has over 20 years of sales experience and has been in real estate industry for the past 14 years. Michelle also trained under Kate Hart at the Michigan Voiceover Talent Training in Michigan, and she was also the voiceover talent for Rocket Homes from 2011 to 2018. Michelle's vision is to help small and growing businesses increase their revenue by enhancing their voicemail greetings with a professional message. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I am so thankful and grateful to be a part of the show today.
Well, you have a unique story in itself, and certain parts just speak out to me because we have like synergies and our passion with media and marketing and using our voice. But in your own words, I just, you know, with Jackie being a little stalker, gave a little bit about your background. Could you share with us in your own words how it is that you came to do what it is you're doing today?
Thank you. I am so honored. The company I work for, Rocket Homes, gave me the opportunity to be the voice talent in 2011, from 2011 to 2018. So for 7 years, I was the voice talent for Rocket Homes. I did the phone prompts and the on-hold messaging. And also in 2011, I did train under Kate Hart, who is an awesome voiceover coach with the Michigan Michigan Voiceover Talent Training in Michigan. So how it all began, though, when I was a teenager, I loved writing plays. I loved acting, and I always wanted to use my voice in a positive way. So all my life, I've always been, you know, presenting and doing presentations. So when the opportunity arose for me to be the voice talent for my company, I was very honored. And what I do today in my business started from that. So in the middle of the pandemic, September 8th, 2020, I chose to go into business to represent small and growing businesses with having them have a professional voicemail greeting. So that is, I got my start in 2011, and I am doing what I love, using the gift that God has given me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Awesome. So how are you using your voice talent in real estate?
Well, like I said, I was the voice talent for Rocket Homes for a total of 7 years. And now the awesome part, well, I am a real estate professional, but in terms of my voiceover business, I get to interact with different businesses that I have touched 39 business clients. I've closed 39 business clients, and those have consisted of barbershops, hair salons, women boutiques, construction companies, trucking companies. So I just been blessed of being able to interact with different types of industries for small businesses.
Beautiful. So what type of projects are ideal for Ms. Michelle McQueen to go after? Or do you like working?
You know what? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. What a dream and goal of mine is when I started 2 years ago, I was a sole proprietor. A lot of times clients, when I would talk to them, they would say, what is your business name? And I would just say, Michelle McQueen. A couple of days ago, I met with my accountant, and I now have my business registered as an LLC. So my business name is Michelle McQueen Voiceovers, LLC. And my goal from now to 2023 is to become certified as a woman-owned business and a small disadvantaged business so I can eventually become a voiceover for and get government contracts.
Okay, so share with our listeners, because this is super awesome. We are actually being able to watch you on your journey as you are setting up your business in your entrepreneurial journey and watching you flow through. How has that picture looked like for you since you've begun starting your own business for individuals that are new to entrepreneurship or are having career transitions or doing both, have their career and running a business at the same time?
Good question. When I started, my business really started in one of my best friends' living room. We were discussing me going into business, and she gave some great advice. She said, you know, start small. And over the years, herself and other business owners have told me never to give up. So I think what's really important when you're starting out in business to have a business plan and to have goals. And also be prepared to sacrifice. I am married to my best friend. We've been married for 19 years, and I really couldn't do what I'm doing now if it wasn't for his support. And what I also love about being a small business owner as well is that my son just turned 13, and he gets to see me on a daily basis being a business owner where he one day can have that dream to be an entrepreneur. So one of the things I would say to any business owner starting is to never give up. Another thing that's really important that I have as my secret sauce is having 20 years of sales experience. I have been able to represent myself. I didn't have to go on any platforms like Fiverr or Voice123 or have an agent because I'm the agent. I get to interact with business owners directly because people buy from people they like. So that was something that was very important for me to use the skills that I already had. And all the clients that I did that I have closed up to date have been clients that I've cold called. So putting in that hard work and having a business plan and writing that vision down is very important.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that. Listen, I know that you already know NABWIC's flow. Get your pen and notebook because you have to be writing, taking notes on these golden nuggets being dropped by Ms. Michelle McQueen this morning on NABWIC Talk. So next up, Ms. Michelle, I know that you as a new member with NABWIC, and then you are, you know, like we just said, you're starting your journey or you're on your journey in your entrepreneurship with your company. I know you did mention a goal of yours is to go have contracts eventually here soon in the near future. Can you break down some of those steps that you have learned from NABWIC or along the way with what are some of those first things you have to do, like getting your company registered to even be able to get notice to go after contracts or bids or things of that nature? What steps have you taken in that direction that you could share?
The major step that I've taken, first of all, I want to really, I'm just so grateful. I call it the power of one, meaning that one person can revolutionize your life. One of my clients, Sherry Harris of Flint Logistics, once when I did her voicemail message, I was then introduced to Jason Cole, who's the executive director of the Michigan Minority Contractors Association. After I did a presentation for that association, I was then asked to be a member. And I was thinking, like, wow, I'm a voiceover artist. This is kind of a non-traditional route, but it has opened doors. And that's the key thing that I think a lot of businesses don't really – they do all the proper steps to prepare to, you know, be a government contractor. But the most important thing I found by being a member of the Michigan Minority Contractor Association and being a proud member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction is that you have to network and build relationships. And just being a new member, just being in over a month, I've learned so much. Being around the sisterhood, being around other business owners who have been where I want to be, that's priceless. So I'm learning that relationships are so important because people buy from people they like.
Yes, indeed. People do business with people that they like, know, and trust. And you are keen on that, of course. And your resume is so robust with you having 20 years of sales experience. And then I know Jason Cole in Detroit. He is one of our heavy hitter members. So shout out to Jason. We appreciate all that you do in our Detroit chapter. But how did you and Jason and NABWIC, what was the moment that made you say, yes, Jason, Detroit, I want to be a member in NABWIC? I feel like, you know, what are those things that help you want to develop a partnership and a sisterhood relationship with NABWIC?
Jolika Dumas is the Detroit chapter president. She is so wonderful. She treated me like family. When I was asked to present in June, I just had an awesome time. I felt like I was at a family reunion, interacting with other business owners and just gleaning and learning from other business owners. But yeah, the family feel, and also I've learned so much. And that 2022, you know, out of the 2 years I've been in business, this year has been like none other, and it's because of the two associations that I am a part of. Networking is crucial, and that is what attracted me to the Michigan Minority Contractor Association and also the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Being a part, just for the short period of time that I've been a part of the association, has been wonderful. I feel like family.
Man, you are a part of, let me just let you know, I know you already know, you've been a month in. Detroit chapter is on fire. All the ladies up there, they hit the ground, put their boots on, and take off rolling. So I know that's a lot of excitement and energy going on up there. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and speak more with Michelle McQueen. But in the meanwhile, get your questions and comments ready. Yes, press 1 on your phone so you can engage and join the conversation, or hit us up under our different social media platforms with your comments, and we'll make sure that they're heard on NABWIC Talks after this commercial break.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Q, and we're back.
Yes, indeed. We are back on NABWIC Talks, and here's some NABWIC news that you can absolutely use. We want to definitely say thank you to our National Education Committee under the leadership of Ms. Beverly Beard and strong members such as Dominique and many more for putting on an Education Committee meeting yesterday with special guests with the Children's Village. So if you missed that meeting, you can always catch up on the meetings. They are archived, so you want to reach out to the different chairs, and you can receive those links. But always remember, you can go register on Eventbrite or keep up with our calendar on our national education events going on monthly on our website at www.nabwic.com. The CBC, which is, we like to say, the CBC, our mid-year meetings, also known as the Congressional Black Caucus meetings, going on in December from September 28th through the 23rd. NABWIC will be in town, yes, wearing our red shirts. Our reception will be held on the 29th, and we will also have our board meetings there. So members, leaders, all members, get ready, because we are all leaders, and this is an action, involvement, hands-on organization. So we all hope to see each other there. You also want to go and register through Eventbrite and stay up to date on our different events through our website. If you would like to sponsor NABWIC News, or have your commercial or any marketing done by the NABWIC Marketing National Team, please reach out to us at marketing@nabwic.com. Okay, and we are back with Ms. Michelle McQueen, one of our newest members out of Detroit and a voiceover talent and real estate professional. Welcome back, Ms. Michelle. You have given us so much information this morning and has made me, I know the audience has to feel the energy you have with your new business endeavors. What are some of the things that you're doing now to continue to grow your business that you might have did a little bit outside the box? Do you mind sharing?
Yes, being a part of these two wonderful associations that I just mentioned, you know, being a part of, you know, the NABWIC and the Michigan Minority Contractors Association, what this is, has done for me is networking, kind of, you know, meeting people, greeting people, introducing myself to people. It's easy to be behind the phone cold calling someone, but to actually introduce yourself and do your elevator pitch to someone that you don't know in person can be quite intimidating, but it's also rewarding because it's allowing yourself to let the world know, this is who I am and this is what I have to offer. And also, too, one of the greatest gifts and joy that I have is when I complete the assignment, meaning when I do the voicemail greeting for the client, knowing that they have trusted me to be the brand and the voice of their company is so rewarding. So thinking outside the box for me this year has been networking. And you can't get or receive anything if you're not in the room. So you have to put yourself out there. Like I said, it's easy to be behind a phone, but it's a little bit more challenging being out there in front of people, but that is what makes business work.
Yes, indeed. I love it. I love it. And with that, what do you think is your unique skill or your, you know, your sword that you're able to pull out of your trickle bag?
Like you said, I think my superpower is sales and relating to other people. People buy from people they like, and the good thing about it is when I'm talking to business owners, they're not talking to a third party. They're talking directly to me. They're giving me what they're looking for, and then I'm able to deliver. So that is my superpower, you know, utilizing my sales experience and also being relatable, being transparent. That is the fun part. A lot of the clients that I've closed on, they're friends now. And then a lot, I'm getting repeat business now. That makes me feel good. Or better yet,
doesn't it?
When someone says, I'm going to refer you, that's awesome. That's a great feeling.
Yes, it's awesome. It's very powerful, and it speaks to your work when someone says that they want to continue to do business with you, because it transitions from being just a transactional encounter to you actually building a partnership or relationship with that client. I love it. I love it. I love it. Michelle, listen, we could talk all morning, but what I do want to ask you real quick, because we're getting at the top of the hour, and I know Miss Ursula or Miss Ann is jumping off their seats to get back into the conversation, but are there any resources or advice that you could give that would help someone that has a story similar to yours or is in voiceovers or that's in sales?
I would say a couple things. Do it afraid. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a dream. I had a goal, and I just started. I just started dialing, right? But you want, the key thing is when you're in business, you want to be surrounded by other like-minded business people that are positive, that are uplifting. Another resource that I would say is going to the library or camping out in the library, getting books, reading books about business or whatever the business that you're going into. Read, read, read. Readers are leaders, and that will get you through.
Yes, indeed. If you didn't hear, let me repeat it. She said, readers are leaders. We might have to caption that, Jackie, on one of our social media posts and hash Michelle McQueen on there. Listen, this has been an absolutely amazing interview with you. Miss Ursula, what you going to drop on us this morning? I know you have some words to paint a beautiful picture.
Well, actually, I have a question, because the board is lit up. Yes. Michelle, you have a following, and I want to know why. So what is your superpower as it relates to, you mentioned leadership. Is that what it is, or is it that you are a social butterfly? What is it that caused people to want to be on and listen to you today? We need to know about that.
You know what? Just being relatable, being honest, being transparent, and building relationships. That is what I've tried to do. And serve. The key thing is serving other people, not thinking about yourself, but thinking about how can my life add value to someone else. I had to learn that over time, but being a servant.
Oh, that's it.
I love
you
it.
Hear that? You hear being a service to people all the time. But this is living proof that it works, because if you've been a service to these people and they're following you to hear what you have to say this morning, that speaks volumes. So congratulations to you, your team, and your future endeavors. And congratulations for being a part.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ursula. And, yes, we're so happy to have you, Michelle, because, you know, NABWIC, we love to say we are servant leaders. So you have definitely found your tribe. So are you ready for the hard questions now?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on one. Before we do, I think the Master Builder has.
Okay, Ursula, you were going in and out on the mic, so repeat yourself one time, please. I'm sorry.
Ann McNeil raised her hand, so I was going to say, give her an opportunity to say what she wants to or ask the question.
Oh, yes. Hey, Miss Ann.
Hey, Miss Jada and Miss Michelle and Miss Jackie and Miss everybody who's listening, male and female. First, let me just say I've sat here and I've listened, and I wanted to say to you, Michelle, you are such a gift to this organization, and actually you're an answer to one of my prayers when I pray to God for him to draw by his spirit those individuals that we can help in the building of this vision, but also those who are available and willing to help us build. So as the founder of this organization, I just wanted to just come on and say thank you to you for first day, first week, I don't think it's been a month yet that you've jumped in feet first and have agreed to work with our marketing department, marketing committee of this organization. And I just want to just let the world know that between Jada, Jackie, now Michelle and Ursula, and all the other volunteers that are working with marketing, we are going to get this party started, Jada. So I just wanted to just come on and say to you, thank you so very much for being willing to help lift us just a little bit higher in the area of marketing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, Michelle. It is lit on NABWIC Talks this morning and in our Marketing National Committee now. We are so excited. I love it. I love it. I love it. We cannot wait to get all of your energy and your superpowers that you have shared with us today and also pouring those same things back into you. So the hard question is, are you ready?
Yes.
And then hold on, I'm going to check with Ms. Ursula. Anyone else in the studio that wants to get in and speak with this super talent before we let her go?
There are no other hands raised, but I'm sure they're thinking about what's being said today.
I know, being extra nervous and shy. So when you come back next Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m., you know the routine, the flow of the show. Just hit one on your phone, and we will make sure we bring you into the conversation. So, Ms.
And
Michelle.
Oh, someone did. 5498, I'm opening your mic.
Okay, good morning, 5498.
Good morning, Ms. Jada, Ms. Ursula, Ms. Ann, and Ms. McQueen. This is Tylene Henry, and I'm bringing you greetings from the National Association of Black Women in Construction's Board of Directors. Want to thank you, Ms. McQueen, for your leadership and your engagement. She's a Detroit area chapter member, and I see her at every event all across the Metro Detroit area, and we just appreciate you doing more than just talking, but actually doing the walk. And so we're so excited to have you. We're so blessed to have you, and we are looking forward to continuing to have your light and your talents to shine to support us as we not only move the mission and vision of this organization forward, but also look forward to supporting and promoting the success of your continued success of your business. So just wanted to say good morning and thank you to all of our incredible blog talk hosts and all of you that make this show the phenomenal show that it is every week. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yes, so Ms. Michelle, what are you reading that keeps you motivated or going?
Can I say two?
Of course. Give us the whole list.
My favorite book of 2022 has been Girl Boss Up, Seven Principles to Empower You in the Workplace by author Karen Hopkins, a.k.a. Corporate Auntie K. And also the book that my team at Rocket Homes we're reading right now is called Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, One Conversation at a Time by author Susan Scott.
Okay, Michelle, I know I asked for the list, but these titles are long. So what I need you to do is also text back her email back in marketing with the titles of the book. Because I'm going to tell on you, Ms. Ursula. She came in my ears talking to me while you read off the first name. And what we like to do here is share the books that our leaders are reading, because if they are good enough for you, they are definitely good enough to motivate and encourage and teach a lot of us members and our listeners in NABWIC world. So who better to learn from is a pro. Pros want to, you need to learn from a pro to be a pro. So I did catch Free Conversation, Fear conversation with Susan. And then could you repeat the first one?
The first one is called Girl Boss Up. And that's seven
Girl
principles.
Boss Up.
Yes, Girl Boss Up.
Beautiful, beautiful. We have that. But, Michelle, you have our phone lines off the chain this morning, so we're going to do it a little different. We are going to open back up the phone lines and let the last caller in, Ms. Ursula.
3964 has their hand up, and your mic is open.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning. My name is Yolanda, calling in from Atlanta to say congratulations to my cousin, Michelle. Michelle, I'm so proud of you. You have always been smart. Ever since we've been growing up, you've always been that smart lady, that smart young girl, so I always knew that you were going to do great things. I would say as your younger cousin that you have never been afraid to talk to anyone, and you are very bold, and you would speak to anyone and let them know who you are and what you represent. And I am so proud to say that I am your cousin. Thank you for inviting me this morning. And I have enjoyed the conversation. So, again, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, fam. We love you and appreciate you also for tuning in to NABWIC Talks this early Wednesday morning and coming on air with your high energy. We love it. We love it. We love it. So, Michelle, it sounds like we need to bring you back to get an update as well.
I will be excited to do so.
Cool beans. Love it, love it, love it. So this has been an absolutely amazing, amazing NABWIC Talks podcast this morning. If you want to stay connected, yo, you can always go on our website and check out the latest podcast. They will be posted. If you have the link, the show is evergreen. You can always go back and listen in on NABWIC Talks to your favorite shows. We have over 700 shows listed. So, yes, you definitely want to go back and tune in to NABWIC Talks. There's some information and resources that you may have missed. But until then, we're always here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Thank you so much for tuning in to NABWIC Talks.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.